When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And by the way, today's a great show to share. And the best way to pull up the Animal World streams, go to the Animal World website, that which is MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check all out all the great photos and videos and stories that I post of animals. There's some really good ones this week, but some tearjerkers. So you might want to have your tissues available when you read, but really heartwarming stories. So just some great adoptions. Oh, there's a possum story that's just incredible, and a crow, and both of these were, you know, injured or wayfaring animals that were raised by humans and then ended up spending their life with, and oh, great story. So look for the crow, look for the possum, and then, oh gosh, the best story of, I don't know if y'all heard stories of birds that mate for life, and then one bird is killed, and that the other bird will then choose to leave their body at the time. It's like the most dramatic, one of the most dramatic examples we have of a conscious exit from the body. It's actually like a yogi experience. I mean, that's high level yogis in meditation and Kriya Yoga. I mean, that they are able to consciously leave their body at the end of their life rather than, you know, death just happening. Anyway, it's really a special story and with photographs. So, you know, you might want to check that out as well. All right, so Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. So, hey, it is the second Sunday of the month, and let's get everybody involved in our conversation to start. Of course, as always, except for next week and a couple weeks before that. Anyway, production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning for now, Martha.
Yes, and, we'll catch up with all of that. But bottom line is, Nathan, I mean, we're delighted to have you here. And and the good news is, or the fun news, well, actually, it wasn't so fun this morning because it was so darn early. We are in the studio today. Well, everyone but Dr. Nils, who's zooming in from Idaho, but the rest of us, I'm here. Nathan is here, and you're here for this week, but you were off on the big adventure of your life to the Philippines, mm-hmm. And of course, we have to catch up, you know, Stacy and Linda and Dr. Nils on all of that, and you brought us some little gifties here that we'll have to talk about and all that good stuff. But then somehow, with all that big excitement of the trip and everything, you guys, Nathan neglected to tell, well, it was sort of family secret waiting for the timing. But another thing that happened during this time that we only found out about, or I only found out about this week, is Nathan became an uncle for the second time. So congratulations,
Nathan. Thank
you
very
much. And now little old Genevieve. Who is how old now?
She's been promoted to big sister, and she is a little over 2 years old now.
Okay, so now we've got second baby, and it's another daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And what is her name?
Her name is Adelaide Grace.
Adelaide. Oh, you, they pick these names that it challenges my memory, I guess. So Genevieve and Adelaide.
Sometimes the more uncommon names are the ones that are easier to remember, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. So we'll see how I do with that. Adelaide. So congratulations, Uncle Nathan. And that leads us to why he's only temporarily back in the studio, because he's winging off this week to go back for Adelaide's baptism.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. Okay, so that's Nathan's story, and we'll catch up with more details on all of that. Then everybody else, our call screener Stacey Buck is here and holding down the fort in her private studio. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And so good to see you in person.
Good to see you. You too, Nathan and Linda. And Nell's on the screen there.
But all right. Then that means it is the second Sunday of the month. So that means it's best. Bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. And so in the studio with us, we have Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And in the on the big screen, zooming in all the way from Idaho with the fish on his wall that he hand-painted, would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dr.
Hello.
Nels.
Good morning.
And good morning, Linda and Stacy and Nathan. So let's start off with the first big thing. Hey, did y'all remember to spring forward? And it occurred to me as we were starting the show, if anybody didn't remember to spring forward, they aren't here yet anyway, so they wouldn't hear that. Yeah, so we hope y'all are out there. I have to say, though, you know, y'all know I'm not a morning person, and I never have been. And I had to remind myself this week when I was thinking about this stuff. I mean, I've been a morning person. I mean, I've been a night person from the very, very beginning. Yeah, you know the story of the Red Robin and our theme music that we play is that my brother and I used to get up early and go ahead of my parents, and we'd go downstairs into the dining room, which is right underneath their bedroom, and we my little 45 record player, I had the original recording of Red Robin, which is what we play on the air. It's the original recording, and we were like a broken record. We would play it over and over and over again until my parents got tired of hearing it, and then they'd wake up and come. Well, but I was getting to think about that. The only reason I was part of that was because my younger brother, Tom, would wake me up. And but if it had been me, I would not been up at that hour. So I have been a night person from the very, very beginning. And so I'm always in favor of, can we get rid of this spring forward, fall back stuff and just stay one way or the other? You know, now my personal choice would, because I'm a night person, would be to stay in daylight savings time. So as of today, I'm now hopeful that maybe we never have to change again and we just stay in daylight savings time and somehow that gets worked out this year. However, I'd be okay to stay in standard time too. I just don't want to go back and forth, because I find now I don't know about the rest of you, but I do not have an issue with falling back in the fall because you get an extra hour. Yeah. That I find okay to deal with. But this spring forward stuff, I tried real hard not to get overly concerned about it, but I scheduled myself really well and I did a really good job of getting everything done and setting clocks ahead and getting back to bed early and all of that. But darn, could I get myself to turn out the light and fall asleep a whole hour? I tried, but so I didn't get as much sleep as I used to. But I have to say, I woke up 5 minutes before the alarm went off, as I usually do on Sunday morning. But man, I was so tired and I just felt so whacked. You know, it's like I don't ever remember feeling that unsettled, uncomfortable with getting up in a very long time. But I made it, and I'm here, and all of that. So how do y'all do? Nathan, you sprung forward okay? Did you get enough sleep last night?
Well, as much as I tried to compensate by going to sleep early, I still woke up to the darkness that was more dark than, you know, last yeah. week. So that made my body think it was still
time to be sleeping
or not ready to be awake yet. So took a little bit extra to get my gears grinding, but I'm here.
All right. And Stacey, how about you? Did you spring forward okay?
I got up okay. I think I'm a morning person, so I get up
okay. So for you, it's not that big a deal. All right, Linda, what about you?
Well, I really appreciate having an alarm because I don't think I would have made it to being wakeful at the right time. And I like you, I really went to bed early and all of that, which is also against my current practices. But, you know, I feel okay. It was a bit hard to get going this morning. Yep. So, you know, I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so Linda and I are on the same page. How about you, Dr. Nails? Did you spring forward with vigor or what?
I think I did pretty well. I'm a morning person. You know, I like to get up early and go fishing and stuff. So I actually woke up an hour early today.
Oh, wow.
And then I forced myself to go back to sleep.
Oh my goodness. So you had the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we had virtual game night with friends last night, so we were up a little late.
Now, so virtual game night, does that mean that you like do a Zoom thing with friends online or something and play games?
Yes.
Is that what
we
that
do
means?
A Zoom thing with friends online and we play games. They're kind of zany little games
from a company
called Jackbox.
Oh, yeah, I've played that before. Those are fun.
I haven't heard about that. So do you play like with another, you and your wife, Martha, and another couple? Or more than that? Just so there's...
You can do more. Okay. But, you know, I think the complexity of it might become a little problem if you have too many. But still, it's not bad. I mean... People do the Jackbox games in their living room on their big TV with whole crowds of people, and everybody's tapping on their phones.
Oh,
the phone is the interaction part, is that you're tapping on your phone, doing stuff, writing things or drawing things or whatever.
All right. Well, I know dear friends of mine moved to Arizona a couple years ago, and so we have a Zoom meeting once a month, you know, but just to visit and catch up for an hour. Which is really wonderful. But I hadn't thought about that you could Zoom with people and play games.
Yeah,
wow.
It's interesting. You share the screen so that everybody sees what's happening.
Yeah, I maybe a lot of people figured that out during the pandemic, but that never crossed my path. Well, what a fun thing to do. Well, I'm glad you had a good time and all of that. So anyway, welcome Spring Forward, everyone. And I guess we'll adjust... And what else is going on today? I guess you can kind of chill out. I drove down here in the pouring rain, and now that I'm down here, well, last time I looked over my shoulder, there was darkness on one end, and then some blue sky and a little bit of sunshine on the other, but in just the few minutes that I turned around, the sun is kind of gone. So, Nathan, what are we expecting weather-wise?
We're gearing up for... bit of a weathery day today, and I say that because we're gonna kind of get a little bit of it all, it seems. We'll have a lot of rain probably after 1 p.m. so in the afternoon, and wind gusts will be about 25 miles per hour, stronger winds, but nothing more than that. And it looks like that'll probably continue throughout tomorrow and really not get back to any sunny skies until probably Wednesday.
All right. And it looks like the temperatures are kind of staying above freezing and all of that. And now the official start of spring doesn't happen until a little later in the month. But boy, this weather has been just really flaky. We've gotten really cold, but then it's gotten warm, and then we've got really cold again and warm. And I feel a little discombobulated in terms of seasons and so forth, but I think our animal friends are really confused too. And I know, you know, the frogs got up really early. I told my frogs in my yard and swamp and around me, the forest, I told them to go back to bed, which they did, and they're still in bed. They haven't gotten up yet. But in the distance, I can hear the frogs, and everybody else I know has got frogs going all the time. Well, now I got to ask Linda about this, and because I don't think the rest of you do hummingbirds, but Linda, you have hummingbirds mm-hmm. around.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the hummingbirds, because the normal, finally, you know, I've learned the normal cycle would be. I'd the Anna hummingbirds stay in our area through the winter, so I'd have Anna hummingbirds going on, and then right about the start of spring or after, then the Rufus hummingbirds come in, and they're the bright orange metallic colored ones, and a little more aggressive. And so both the Annas and the Rufies would be there straightening out their relationship. And then all of a sudden, they would just disappear, because when they're breeding, the hummers just go away, and it's a couple of weeks or more that you don't see them hardly at all, and they're laying eggs and raising babies, and then everybody comes back and brings all the kids and all that stuff. All right. This year, before I was thinking, it was 2 weeks ago, I think. Where are the hummingbirds? Where are the hummingbirds? And I realized that all of a sudden my Annas are not around, and so last weekend I thought, well, all right, on general principles, I'll do the spring cleaning on the hummingbird feeders and take their winter sweaters off and wash them and scrub them and replace everything and put out the new because I have more in the spring and summer than I have more feeders out than in the winter. And so I did all of that, but still no hummers. I had no hummers. And then this last week, I think it was Monday, I think was the first day, the Rufus hummingbirds showed up, which is early. And okay, so I have two female Rufus hummingbirds this week coming regularly. Haven't seen a male yet. So the only thing I can figure is that with this change of weather and so forth, and the getting so cold and then warm early and then so cold again, all of that, that it's messed them up too. And I'm thinking that maybe my Anna hummingbirds are already laying eggs and breeding right now. And then that the Rufies came in a little early, but then they're still going to have to. Anyway, so I don't know. But any of you that have hummingbirds, that's another reason to call in today. It's fair game if you have any answers, and let me know. So, Linda, do you still have Anna hummingbirds? Is it normal at your house with hummingbirds?
Yeah, we haven't had a break yet. It's just they're out there.
You have the Annas, but not the Rufies.
Right, yeah. And okay. We very rarely see the Rufies. It could be the sort of plant material we have in the garden, but they're also usually a very fleeting visitor, like just for a week or two at the most, and then they go away. So haven't seen anything but steady Annas all the time, just drinking down the feeders. We've been
well, and if anybody knows why between Monroe and Sultan, the Annas are gone, at least at my house, no Annas, and a few Rufies coming in. So anyway, I'm just going to assume until something tells me otherwise that they're as messed up as I am. And the schedule's a little off, and I'll have to report how that's going. All righty, then. I am looking at the clock, and since I have a plan of action that y'all don't know about, well, some of you do, the present company do, but never mind. We're going to take care of advertisers and stay on schedule. Then when we continue, we're going to do, I'm going to officially start the show, as I always do, with our Sunday prayers and affirmations. And then we get to chat, but because, you know, it is the second Sunday of the month and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here, and that means that phone lines will be open for the show and you get to call in, and they're here to do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And, you know, we usually don't get to calls until later in this hour, If you have to get going somewhere and you gotta get a treatment before you leave, you can always give us a call and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Local number 425-373-5527. But we will take care of advertisers. Then we'll come back and officially start the show. And then we've got to discuss Dr. Nels. I'm just delighted with his, well, it's an upgrade in what he's been doing, which he and now his wife, Martha, participate in doing their monthly newsletter and affirmation. And man, it just gets better every month. So can't wait for you to hear about that. And that's where we're going. And then we will open phone lines. So stay right where you are. Remember, it's the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we did hear from our wonderful Jude Ponton, our great sound healer premier of Pacific Northwest here. And the Whispering Dragon Center is now in Jude's home. She's in the Shoreline area. It's an easy place to get to. Plenty of parking, and what an experience it is to be able to be with her in the treatment room with all the gongs and the Acutonic forks. Linda's nodding her head because she's like me. She goes too, and boy, do we love it. And so if you need help straightening out, I mean, primarily your physical body and all that sort of thing, but Jude can be helpful with all kinds of stuff, and she works in person, which is absolutely outstanding, but she also works remotely, just like Dr. Nels and Linda do. So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. If you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And Linda, unlike Dr. Nels, who works primarily remotely now because he's out in the middle of nowhere. At the end of civilization, he has a sign on his road that says so. It's at the end of the road that it ends. The world is done. So he's out in the middle of nowhere. So he plays games via Zoom. Well, he does everything remotely now, which is, you know, sometimes the work is even more powerful remotely, especially with humans, because you don't have to go anywhere. You can focus on all that healing and not have to leave that energy zone. So, at any rate, Linda, you work out of your office, which mm-hmm. is in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery.
Yes.
So you can work with people in person mm-hmm. as well as you work remotely.
Yes.
And let's see, you can check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And she continues to be somewhat of a crazy lady, and she's still offering a free introductory session to any of you that call her, text her at the phone number I'll give you in a moment. So, Linda, and that people that you have worked with on the radio show mm-hmm. don't count.
Right.
You consider them new.
Right.
So
yeah.
They can take advantage of a free session with you.
Absolutely.
Even though they call in and get a treatment on the air.
Yes.
How cool is that? All right. So remember, that can be done remotely or in person. So if you would like a free introductory session with Linda, the number to call or text, don't call her now. She's on the radio, but you can text or you can call her after the show at 206-841-1992. All righty then, we are all caught up, and I guess it's time to officially start the show. So, if you haven't been here before when I do that, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, and because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us, one for our animal friends, and then we have a pile of affirmations that I've found to be so powerful and life-altering that I share them with you, and I know many of you do them every day like I do, and you're welcome to participate and do the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. This part of the show is optional. It's not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but participating with the prayers and affirmations is optional. So just to let you know, we start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. And here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us human animals, it's a St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. Alrighty. Now, here to start our group of affirmations here. All of these come in one way, shape, or form from a member of our animal world family. This one comes from my spiritual family. Was an assignment given to me years ago. Was a suggestion. Do this every day for a week and see what happens. Oh, well, transform my life. I still do it to this day. I share it with you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Now, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And when you hear her work with one of you humans, human animals on the show today, you find when she gets finished with the session, she usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going and so forth. Well, that's where this affirmation came from. Turned out to be so powerful, and everybody started telling me how powerful it was. I started doing it, and another miraculous change. So I continue to do it on a daily basis, and you could find it transformational as well. And here we go, affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. And I'm reminding me as I'm saying that, when you do that affirmation in your mind, when you say, I'm grateful and thankful for my abundant life, imagine in your mind what abundance means for you. It might, maybe you need money and financial stuff. Maybe you want more love or friendship or whatever it is. That's what you imagine. So you can tweak that to help it work better for you. All right. Next affirmation. This comes from my spiritual family, the Italian division, Ananda Italian division. And it's the affirmation I use to keep me in the spirit of good health and well-being and sharing that when I go out rather than going out in any other energy. So here we go three times on this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew, all righty. And then, by the way, I do that affirmation and this next one for my animal friends as well. And so you can do the same thing. This next one comes from Natasha Venter, our animal communicator, medium, general psychic gal, and personal awareness coach. And this one I use for me and my animals to help us adjust to the energy. And you know what? This morning, you know, I told you I woke up 5 minutes before the alarm and I was just wiped. I don't remember ever feeling so, you know, bad, like waking up in the morning, that so out of balance. And I was a little wonky and I did my Accutonix forks and all of that. And then when I got to the point of my morning where I do my affirmations, my prayer and affirmations, I started doing this affirmation. And I got to tell you, I physically felt a shift in my body when I did this. And it's the first time I ever remember that. But that's probably because I was so out of balance when I started. But I physically felt it this morning. So I'm here to tell you, this one really works. All right, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew. So maybe that helps the rest of you align with our spring forward energy as well. All righty then, to conclude our affirmations, this one is from Ananda Worldwide. It's their Warrior of Light affirmation, and man, is this one needed now all over. We've got, you know, a couple of wars going on, and not to mention what's going on in this country. So you know where to send the love and the light everywhere, and let's all get together and send it everywhere it needs to go. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light.
God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up. And normally at this point, we do Dr. Nell's contribution to set the energy for the day and the week. But it also dovetails right into our next subject, which is Dr. Nell's monthly newsletter now that my understanding, Dr. Nell's, and correct me if I'm wrong, you now have a collaborator, which would be your wife, Martha, now
yes,
also
indeed.
Helps you, works with you on these newsletters.
Yes, and she helps come up with a theme and writes a couple of articles, or at least a basis for an article, and then we collaborate on finishing it up.
Yep. So I'd say, you know, that old saying, you know, there's behind every great man is a great woman. Well, I have to tell you, I think since wife Martha has joined the newsletter team here, they've only gotten better. And better.
Yeah, it's true.
So you know, tell Martha she's got to keep this up because the newsletter's gotten so well. So I pulled it up now. If you are not on Dr. Nell's email mailing list, then you don't get this. So you will need to join the mailing list. And the best way for people to get your monthly newsletter is go to your website, healingministryforanimals.com, and there's...
Right. If you're at the website, and especially if you haven't ever been there before, what's going to happen is a little pop-up will come up in somewhere in the first 30 seconds, I guess, and it will invite you to join, get a newsletter, essentially. So you click on that little pop-up, and then you'll fill out a little email thing, and you'll be able to get the newsletter. The other way is if you have been to my website and it doesn't treat you with respect anymore, then what you want to do is just click on the quick response button and say, hey, I want to get your newsletter, and I will get you on the list.
All right, he'll make that happen. So when you do get the newsletter, it's just fabulous. And Dr. Nails usually starts with talking about, you know, the theme of the month, and then often some explanation or stories that support the theme of the month might involve you know, videos and case stories and so forth. And then the new addition, since he started this monthly newsletter with his wife Martha, is that he now puts out an affirmation for the month. And then what you just suggest people do it all the time.
Yes, indeed. And is it time to reveal the affirmation?
Right.
Of the
so
month?
with this month's newsletter, you'll know right now why I'm doing the sequence I am. It begins... Why is trust important for you to feel? Okay, so the theme of this month is trust. And so before you reveal the affirmation and you conclude our ritual of starting the show, why don't you talk to us, give us just a little hint about what you share about trust in this newsletter.
Okay, well, first thing I share is a story about my dog, Brandy, who is actually 10 years old now. But when she was a puppy, there was a lot of problem with trust there. And I think it went both ways. So there's a story about her because it is a story about trust. And then we move on down to the affirmation. Was there anything I'm missing in there?
Trust. You start out with trust can be challenging. Most of us have had reasons not to trust, but it is a feeling that can change your life in so many ways. It's not about who or what to trust. It's all about the feeling and how that feeling can change you from the inside out. So I thought that was really important. And then you talk about in this newsletter, another important point is that you don't have to be saying necessarily you're trusting in God or something in particular. It's that feeling of trust, though, and it might be Buddha, it might be Jesus, it might be anything, right? It's more the feeling of the trust that you're actually wanting us to get, right?
Right, right. It really is about the feeling. And if you repeat the phrase over and over while touching the center of your chest, I trust, I think it will kind of grow that feeling in you, even if you don't have it at the moment. Which is a wonderful thing because sometimes it's hard to have that feeling. So especially when things are going sideways, you know, if there's trouble in your life and you want it to be better, instead of fighting it, just accept and focus on that thought, that feeling of I trust. And right. If you get that feeling, it really shifts how you respond to those seemingly negative events. And what happens for me virtually every time, it's like the worse some situation is, the more exciting it is when it suddenly shifts because I'm now focusing on trust and then things become easy, fun, and productive.
Flow better. Right. So your affirmation, our affirmation from the for the month from you is... I trust. And so what taking advantage of that, obviously, are the conclusion to our Get the Show Started ritual here is we set the energy and set it up for the day and the week by concluding this affirmation. And Dr. Nails, you have us cross our hands over our hearts. And then why don't you do it for us?
Yeah, so if you have a hand free or two hands free, put them right over the center of your chest. You might take a nice full breath in and even hold it for a few seconds while you repeat to yourself, I trust, I trust, I trust.
Oh, now I've never done that before, holding my breath. That's interesting. Okay. So what you say...
The reason for holding the breath is it gets your subconscious mind's attention as well. Because it's like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because normally the subconscious is taking care of your breathing for you.
All right. Very good. So we, like I said, we're all spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. And now you get to take advantage of Dr. Nell's affirmation, but we only skimmed the surface about what he and Martha put into this newsletter all about trust. So if you are not on the mailing list, that's your marching orders. Get animal or healingministryforanimals.com. And then just click the box if it comes up to get on the mailing list. And if it doesn't come up or you're confused, just use the contact link to say, hey, Dr. Nails, put me on the email list. So that's how you get signed up to get it once a month. All right.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
That my Martha is pressuring me to only send the newsletter to members of my Healing Ministry for Animals private membership association,
and
not just anybody.
Oh.
So, but I never take things away from people. So if you get on the list now, I won't take that away from you.
Oh, okay. So I guess she's more powerful than I thought.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Just look out.
Yeah, so watch out. Wife Martha is not me. I'm not responsible. But my wife Martha is saying, hey, you know, people ought to be a member of the group. But I think you ought to take that to heart because we all know who's really in charge at the Rasmussen household. So you better get online and get to healingministryforanimals.com and get yourself on the meet. If you're not a member of Dr. Nell's group, then you want to get on to, for the newsletter because he's already said, he's promised us he won't take it away from us if they change the rules and you have to be a member of the group. But thank you for the warning. So
okay.
Everybody gets signed up. All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. I'm going to give you phone numbers if you don't have them because now we've officially started the show. Yes, we still have some stuff to chat about. But if you're out there wanting to get a treatment with Linda or Dr. Nails for you and or your animal friends, we will be available to interrupt and do that whenever you call in. You can wait, but if you've got to get going and want to call in now, you certainly can. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569, and of course emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of our advertisers, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
We've been the host of Conscious Talk Radio on KKNW for the past 23 years. Our big news for 2024 is that we are moving to 880 AM Kixie on Mondays at 3 p.m. following the John Tesh Show. Don't forget to listen to our Conscious Talk Minutes on the John Tesh Show as well as right here on KKNW.
Join us for our new adventure on our sister station 880 AM Kixie at 3 p.m. Mondays, repeating on Kixie Saturdays at 7:30 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, again, just getting rolling on our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's the second Sunday of the month, so Healing Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Nathan's here. Stacy's here. And phone lines are open, but we've got one big subject to cover here first. At any rate, you know, the big news recently has been Nathan took his trip of a lifetime off to the Philippines. He went, and before he went, he finally let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, and let us know that he had been covertly, well, canoodling with a young woman in the Philippines. He calls it dating. I call it canoodling for the last couple of years or more, but they had never met in person. So Nathan went off to meet Fia, that's her name, for the first time, and spend a couple of weeks in her homeland of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And of course, we caught up a little bit with Nathan last week, but you all, you know, Dr. Nels, Linda, you guys weren't here. So it did end up being a trip of a lifetime, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Just can't say enough about how great it was.
And what a photographer our boy Nathan is. I mean, my gosh, I have hundreds of pictures, I think. You took an incredible amount of photographs, but he and I talking last week, he was saying that he had to remind himself to take pictures. Well, if you had to remind yourself to take pictures, holy mackerel. But he did a wonderful job. You found out in the course of your time there and spending time with Fia and her family and all of that, that this relationship is real.
Mm-hmm.
And serious,
right? I mean, I traveled across the world to see her, so.
Well, you know, but some, you know, there was the possibility you guys could have met each other and said, oh, geez, what were we thinking? You know,
nope.
I mean, that was possible, maybe, but didn't happen, fortunately. Okay, you guys said, oh, okay, now I know what we're thinking. Anyway, so the romance continues. Is that?
It is still ongoing.
All right. So Nathan is back home, and there's a little bug in my ear that says that there might be another trip going back to the Philippines in maybe October. Is that what you're talking about, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I got on my mind right now, we're discussing.
So he's already talking about going back. So anyway, our wonderful Nathan brought back goodies for all of us here. And unfortunately, Dr. Nels, he can't Zoom the goodies to you. So
what I did was sent him a link to the photo album. If he just goes into that Zoom chat, he can open it up and see all the fun excitement that went on.
Yep. So anyway, we're gonna make Dr. Nels a little jealous about what he can't have and share it with the rest of you. So Nathan is so organized. He actually brought us each, me, Linda, and Stacy, a little, you know, cellophane bag, and it's full of stuff here. So
little bite-sized pieces of different snacks that were brought over from the Philippines that I picked up from a local bakery. One of them, the big one, I'm not sure which one you're pulling out first, the order you want to go in.
This looks like almost a medallion.
Yeah,
or
so
an
that
ornament.
Is just like a little souvenir item I got
magnet?
From you. Yeah, a fridge magnet.
Oh, and it really it has horses on it and flour. And mm-hmm. No, it says I heart Tagaytay.
So that's pronounced Tagaytay.
I heart Tagaytay.
Tagaytay.
Tagaytay. It's not spelled that way. It looks like Tagaytay.
Yes, it does.
Tagaytay.
Now, it's pronounced Tagaytay, and that's where they...
Tagaytay. What does that mean?
It's a place in near Manila area, near Metro Manila, just outside of it, I think, to the south. And it's got the Taal volcano, which erupted a couple of years ago, but you look at that and you go up there, it's almost like looking at Mount St. Helens. You know, there's a port, you can tell where it used to point up, and now it's a crater. And that one's actually situated in a lake, and it's below the viewpoint. So you're actually looking down sort of into the top of the crater of the Taal volcano.
Okay, now here's another little zip guy. This is paella?
That is the piaya bread.
Piaya.
So for those listening, imagine like a pita bread that's got like a little bit of a caramelized sugar filling.
Well, it's got a little purple on it or something. Is that like a berry in there?
Yeah, so that
something?
One is, what I just described was the plain one. And then the other one is the ubi flavor.
Oh, okay.
So that's like a yam. So instead of the sugar, they're loading it with the ubi. Or some people might even pronounce it ube.
Oh, and then a little keychain with a horsey on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like they got that one was from the Garin Farm, and the Garin Farm is in the Iloilo Island. And when you go there, it's just absolutely incredible. Yeah. They do what's called like a ascension pilgrimage. So they start at the very beginning of the Bible and with Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. And you go all the way to the ascension of Jesus Christ. And there's 480 steps leading up to the end. And you might think that's a lot, but it actually makes it a lot easier since there's about 7 or 8 different stops on the way where they set up exhibits or stations of key moments in the Bible. And that you can stop and look at and take a breath and then continue your ascension up. So it's like a meditation, ascension type pilgrimage. And at the very end, you go through this dark meditation tunnel where it's pitch black. They only got little small blue lights just to sort of guide you through so you're not running into anything. And at the end of that, it leads up to this beautiful space they set up with just bright white paint. And it looks like you're going through the clouds, through the gates, into heaven.
Wow. Wow. That sounds really wonderful. Now, and it's just occurring to me, I know, and I think probably our listeners have, know that your faith is very important to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're Catholic. And we talk often about, and of course, and Stacy also is Catholic, and both of you are very connected to your faith. And like Stacy goes and I don't know what she does. She does church before the show on Sunday and then comes to do the show. And Nathan's family and Stacy's family kind of share the same churches and go back and forth and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, but it's really important to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me from all the photographs and from what you're describing, is it fair to say that you found the same spiritual connection with Fia? Is she that is also important in her
yes,
life?
Yes, so that's one thing about the Catholic Church is Catholic, if you take the definition of the Latin term, it means universal. So any church you go to throughout the world that's a Catholic church, you'll celebrate the same exact mass as your home church, and you can fully participate and understand what's going on, even if it's in a completely different language.
Gotcha. So there's a connection there as well.
Because the Philippines is 90% Christian faith, and then in that 90%, so like the 80% is Catholic.
Gotcha.
And all then right. The remaining 10% of that would just be like a non-denominational.
There's one more bag of it looks like of treats in our little gift. Tablia, Bukayo, and Pinasugbo, I massacred all three of them.
The Pinasugbo, that's a banana that's been sort of cut up like you would a banana chip. And then it's fried into sugar and topped with some sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's delicious. I've been munching on that one.
Yeah, Stacy said, okay, so Stacy's already
broken. I had to break in. I was hungry looking at this, so I broke in.
Okay, so Stacy's eating it, and it's good stuff, huh?
But then you said
that a lot of this is really sugary, but you said that's typical for the Philippines because?
They are the number one export of sugar cane. Especially on the island that she lives on, the Negros Island, their number one business is doing their sugar cane.
Well, I am not going to open up my sugar because I just don't do sugar. Before I do real food and all of that. Now I had my protein drink on the way down here, and but anyway, I'm saving this for later. But I know what I'm having, my dessert and stuff today.
And then one that's kind of tubular, wrapped in paper. That's
a
cocoa.
Cocoa.
Oh, I thought it smelled like chocolate.
Yeah. So just a
compressed cocoa powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So that's really good. And then I can't remember the name of it. It's like kind of a cube. It looks like coconut.
Mm-hmm,
that's a coconut that's been sort of caramelized with sugar and some other things in there,
that
too.
That was very good. That one's gone now.
I'm getting a lot of compliments on that one. And then the butterscotch. I mean, everybody knows what butterscotch is, but theirs is more like kind of a bready and more like a brownie type than what we're used to with kind of like the gooey, chewy candy.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much for our wonderful gift. Yeah. So sorry, Dr. Nils, that you can't partake, but we'll just send you sugar.
I'm living vicariously. It's
all right. All right. And Stacy, thanks for the report. I'm glad that you're in. And thank you so much. And golly, look at that. We've talked our way through the first hour. That means it's time to fire up the love train. And it's time for the exercise portion of our show. Get up, dancing, moving around, getting our juices flowing, energy up for the day and the week. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join us on the love train. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, just to give us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. We got 2 hours to go, so pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1100.